Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Marcus, meet Conan and Sona.
Howdy.
Hey, Marcus, how are you?
I'm great. It's such a pleasure to meet everybody, honestly. I follow you guys like a lot with the podcast. It's like all I ever listen to. So I'm really, really grateful to be
That's
here.
That's very nice. And you said it's nice to meet all of us, Marcus. Let's prioritize. Let's do some kind of order, if you will.
Come on.
Well, I'm sorry. Is it really like, oh my God, is that really David Hoppin?
I was gonna say that Conan's replacement might have been better than Conan himself.
Oh, wow. Yes, Marcus.
I'm just joking,
Conan. Dagger through the heart, Marcus. No, I appreciate. No, that's exactly what I deserve when I become that crazy egotistical maniac. Marcus, it's nice to meet you. Tell us, where are you coming from? I know nothing about you. Tell us about yourself.
I'm in Kamloops, British Columbia, which is in the south central part of BC. And we'll probably get to this, but I'm in Squamish territory, my indigenous territory.
Okay. What is the name of the territory again?
Suquamish.
Suquamish.
Yeah.
Is that the name of...
So that's the name of the people and also the name of the nation. And then you add like little prefixes to that to like denote like the land. So Suquamish would be the land.
Okay. So you are a member of the... I want to make sure I say it right. Suquamish?
Or that's pretty good. No, that you did really well there.
that's the most condescending thing anyone has said to me in 15 minutes.
I tried.
Honestly, lots of people, even our own, like, you know, people from the nation have different ways of saying it. And you've said it pretty close to a lot of.
Oh, so sometimes you'll be talking to like one of the elders and they will say it wrong. You'd be like, no, man, that's not it. That's the other.
And then
that's
I have
not
to go
us.
Through like the itinerary of which ones to like say per elder. So it can get pretty complex.
So these are indigenous people in, you call it Kamloops, British Columbia.
Yeah. Well, then actually Kamloops is within the nation. Like the nation is like, I think it's the second largest nation in BC in terms of indigenous peoples.
Right.
It's probably, I want to guess about a sixth or a seventh the area of BC overall.
Wow. Okay. That's a huge territory.
Yeah, it's huge.
Do you know anything historically about your people? Are you well versed in the history of your people?
Yeah, I think I know a bit. Like I really want to learn more about it. I think it's really important to preserve, and I do know quite a bit. Obviously, compared to people who aren't within the community itself, but
right.
Yeah, I do know quite a bit. I know quite a bit about my family. I'm learning about the laws, the traditions, a lot of the practices here.
That's very cool. That's right. Because I'm going to tell you, I know nothing about
My people. Mm-hmm. I think all we know is that back in Ireland, my people stole horses.
Oh my God.
We took stones from other people's walls and tried to put them in our wall and we slept in. We slept in late.
Yeah, I read about that.
And we're not respected. So your people are sounding much cooler than my people. So tell me, what is your profession? What do you do? How do you occupy yourself?
Yeah, so I have two kind of streams of things I'm doing right now. The first one, for work, it takes up most of my time. Well, I enjoy it. It's called a Tumiuk assessor. So Tumiuk is actually an indigenous Sokopimk word meaning land. So land assessor, I work with the environment. And pretty much with that, I work for the nation as someone who looks at, certain proposed projects, and I will kind of filter it through both a Western science lens and indigenous science lens, meld them together, pass it on to a committee so that they're informed about the project in the most holistic way possible. And then they can make an informed decision as to whether or not they agree or consent to it.
So someone comes along and they say, we want to put a water slide here. And you say, okay, here's the impact on the environment, but also here's the impact on what this would mean for, traditionally how our people would want this land to be used. So you're trying to meld the two.
Yeah.
I'm not proposing a water slide, by the way.
Well, I mean, we did have a lot of water slides, 1,200 years ago. So, according to our history, a lot of fossils.
Did they find a fossilized water slide? Is that true?
It was a pretty large find. it's still there. We use it still quite often.
Yeah. It'd be great if you found ancient cave drawings and it showed this long slide and little stick figures shooting out the end. Yeah. And then one stick figure has diarrhea and they shut it down.
Oh, no.
Well, come on. That happens at water slides all the time. Even thousands of years ago, it happened. Chlorine was invented in 800 BC.
That's exactly what it is. We look at it from environmental, but we also look at it from how it affects our health, how it affects our culture, our spirituality. We don't just look at it from how's it going to impact 5 years from now? We look at it actually through a 7 generations lens. So it's far more holistic.
That's fantastic. I mean, I find that fascinating. So you had to study, it's like two branches of study you had to have. You had to learn about your people and their history, but you also need to know about geological impact, various environmental stuff, right?
I definitely was, I grew up in a very scientific lens, but I've been having to learn, my indigenous side as well. So it's it's almost like taking on two entire ideologies and epistemologies and melding them together. It's quite an endeavor, but it's something that's extremely rewarding because
that's
it does
very cool.
Bridge a lot of gaps.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
So your name is Marcus. What is your last name?
So I have some German ancestry. My grandpa, on my father's side.
Are you Germany. Marcus von Hindenburg?
That's it. Yeah, I didn't want to tell you guys.
My indigenous people. I must make sure that Suquamish, people are looked after. And what is your name again? Marcus van Bismarck.
Yeah, exactly. No, my name is actually Marcus Scheer. So my last name is obviously a German name. Scheer,
right.
Meaning to shear or something like that.
Right.
Don't know much about that history. I should probably look into that a bit more.
You know what? I feel like you've got enough on your plate.
Yeah.
You do not need to go looking into that. I think there's a lot going on right now for you. You're blending, you're melding, you're intertwining these different worlds, and you're looking out for the good of your community. So, let's wait a year or two before you do the whole yeah. German thing. God knows what's going on back there.
Yeah, sounds good. I could just picture you going on your German accent rant right now.
Oh my God, I would never do that. No. I swear to God, when I speak in my fake German, we've had this a lot with Flula Borg.
Flula
says every 7 things I say is a real word. He'll say it's nonsense, 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 potato, nonsense, nonsense, VCR, nonsense, nonsense, jeans, nonsense, nonsense, television show MASH. I mean, it's just weird. I don't know why, but somehow I'm channeling something.
Nothing brings the family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune, changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know,
beat.
I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check out brunch.
That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile. Okay. That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, tell me about you. I want to hear about Marcus the man. This is all very impressive. I'm very impressed with what you're doing, but I want to know what kind of guy, what do you like to do in your downtime?
Definitely enjoy music. I love to listen to it. I love to play it. I'm not that great. So with that being said, I do karaoke instead. I love karaoke. My family.
Doesn't that violate tribal law in some way, karaoke? I'm just saying, because anyone will use any reason to shut down karaoke. people be like, actually, this goes against ancient tribal law.
Yeah, I think there is.
I'm always being told I can't do karaoke because it violates tribal law, and I don't know what they're talking about. And then I realize people just hate it when I sing.
Right.
Maybe a different thing from a different nation in California somewhere, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, karaoke is definitely one of my main pastimes. I was going religiously at one point. Every Friday I would go and sing karaoke and everybody knew my name kind of thing at that bar.
It's addictive. It's really, once you get started down that road, it's heroin, man. Once you start doing karaoke, it's very difficult because you get up, you do a song, you do another one. Then you're like, hey, wait a minute. They've got Journey. I've got to do The Lights in the City. You just
What would be your go-to song for karaoke?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm thinking.
Marcus, what's your go-to song?
Well, there was a go-to song. It was a country song called Your Man by Josh Turner. Ah, it's just because of a deeper register, I can kind of sing it. So,
So you're the deeper register, so you can sing that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That was fantastic.
Oh, sorry.
I always pick something in a high, like a silent night, oh, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. I like to try and get the very high register.
Lip roll in there, or with the little roll of the R, something like that.
Yeah, I just choked on a lozenge.
Oh, okay.
Tribal yeah, law. What's that? What'd you say?
I said tribal law. No wonder people stop you.
Yeah.
Tribal law. Wait, are there any indigenous people around here? No, but it's tribal law. Please never do that again.
Every city.
Everywhere I go, they invoke tribal law. When I'm in Germany, they're like, shut up, tribal law. Are you a dancer as well?
You know, I try to dance. Nothing as good as, you know, your intro dance in your show. I haven't gotten there yet. That takes a lot of practice, but I dance around the house and to the point where it maybe annoys my wife, but that's about it.
Wives complain a lot and I say it's just their way of saying I love you. You know, that's how
Is that what you think?
Yeah,
that's
when my wife
yourself?
Says, stop it, that's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, be quiet, that's not funny. I just think that's her way of saying, keep going. You're the best.
Okay. I think it's a way of protecting me from embarrassment on my end, just because I get to doing some really embarrassing things and I just get into the groove, can't stop.
Now, do you have a question for me? How can I help you, Marcus? I'd love to help you in any way I can.
Yeah, I have 12, so...
let's start at number 7, work our way down to 1, and then go back to 12 and work our way down to 7.
I do have a question for you, and it's kind of a slightly unstructured question, but with my friends, like I'm realizing I'm always improvising with my friends. Like someone will say something and it'll just be the start of something, and then I'll just like go off of it on a tangent.
Yes.
With the most random stuff, and I'll see as far as I can go with it.
Yes.
But with you, I've noticed that you do that to like an extreme, which is hilarious. But I'm wondering, like in your mind, like what are you going through? Do you paint a picture and then you kind of like place little things in there that make it funny? Or like do you just, is it just instinct?
That's an interesting question. I have to say I've been doing it my whole life and it is instantaneous. I don't know what it is. Hmm. But my brain is a what if machine. So I just am always going off of someone will say something and then I'll go like, well, what if? And then it just keeps going and going and going. And I do it on text all the time where I just
Your tangents?
Yeah. My tangents. And lately I've been doing it so much because I haven't been on the air with a television show that it's all coming out in text form. And people will ask me a simple question and I'll go off on some long, crazy tangent and keep firing off. And people have started to say, you should get another show.
Yeah.
You really should get another show because I was just asking you, do you have any mayonnaise at the house? And you did. You sent 40 texts that ended up with you being a wizard deep in a mountain looking for Lord Mayonnaise. And it's just like, Jesus, shut up.
I don't know if you have a big picture. I think sometimes I just think that it's like you're just spitting out everything that comes into your brain.
Right.
And that's, it's troubling sometimes.
The other day.
That's brilliant. It's troubling.
Just yesterday, I was texting back and forth with Adam Sachs, who is as I was calling the podcast whisperer, but and he was talking to me about some thing to do with the podcast, and I started for some reason I went right to what if there was a Squid Game, but the contestants who woke up from sleep just didn't want to play and didn't give a shit.
Oh no!
And I just kept texting back the guy in the mask, going, "So this is what happens. You will all have to." And they're like, "Nah, we're good." And they just start leaving the mountain lair and getting into Ubers and leaving. And he's like, "Come on, get back!" And they all know who he is, and his mask falls off, and he goes to put it back on. They're like, "It's okay. We just don't want to do it. It sounds dangerous and stupid, and no one wants to do it."
Yeah.
And I think I later looked at the thread and it was whole screen flip, whole screen flip, screen flip, whole screen flip. And I showed it to my wife and she's like, "Yeah, you need
an audience.
You need an audience. This poor guy, poor Adam, has to sit there and listen to you roll out this fantasy about a Squid Game that no one cares about and a frustrated guy whose mask keeps falling off."
There have been times when you've texted with me and then it'll stop. And then I want to say like 5 hours later, you text something else that you just thought of that like goes along with the text. Like it just never ends.
Yeah. I don't know. I need medication.
Yeah.
I think that we can agree that a medication would calm this down. But until we find the right one, I'm going to keep annoying America and large swaths of British Columbia.
Hey, I love it. Keep being you. I love that.
Well, it's really nice talking to you, Marcus. And I think what you're doing sounds very cool. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Now, if I'm looking at a giant map of Canada, where are you? Just imagine the giant swath of Canada. Nothing. I love discussing geography on a podcast. That's so great. Well, there you have it, folks. Marcus is right there. If you dropped a plumb line directly below, Kamloops, what part of the United States would it hit? You know, like what's directly south of you?
Like we're in the same kind of sliver of the Pacific, like the West Pacific. So we're in the same time zone. Like, I'm not sure exactly, but if you were to go straight up, you'd probably be a couple hundred kilometers away from us, either west or east. So
if I came to visit you and the Suquamish people and just you and I knew it was a bit, but I came and pitched a giant water park in front of the whole, tribe and all the people that assembled, would you play along and say like, I think this is a really good idea?
Use like the most like disastrous chemicals and don't care at all about what happens to the chemicals. Like just say like, "Oh yeah, how we get rid of chemicals? We just dump them in the river."
Yeah. Well, they just go in the river and then the river, it goes down and it gets to those other indigenous people. That's not our problem. Yeah. And then I would want to say things like have a model and say like, well, first job number one is this really cool old mountain that's part of our lore and has been part of our lore for 2000 years. First, we got to blast that thing out of here.
Yeah,
because, just as people get angrier and angrier, you would be there saying, "Guys, I really think this guy's on the right track."
No, I will be an advocate for you 100%. I will say this guy is an expert. He knows what he's talking about. Trust me. This is for the seven generations of happiness.
Water slides are the future. And then when they attack me as a group, would you step in to protect me or would you suddenly just run out the back?
I would prepare the you know, that Jordan Slansky, like dummy you gave him to, I would give them that. And then you and I could run away.
I see. You give them a cardboard cutout of me.
Yeah.
I don't think that would fool anybody for very long.
No, the safety dummy would work.
Oh, oh, that's right. Right. Right.
With the hair and the mask that has yeah. a lot of life in his eyes.
You've been watching too much very mediocre television, Marcus. Well, Marcus, very cool to meet you and continued success with everything and keep singing karaoke. And whenever, like I say, whenever your wife thinks that you're starting to irritate yourself or embarrass yourself, just double down. Just double down. That's the secret to a long and good marriage.
I'm going to take that advice and run with it for the rest of my life.
Good. And you'll be single in 6 months. All right, Marcus, take care. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Brett Morris.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.